Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Danita Arrington, who works at a senior living facility, checks in on a 93-year-old patient with severe dementia. Finding the woman had soiled herself, Arrington explodes in rage and beats the senior with her own soiled diaper and chokes the woman. The entire attack caught on video.
Nancy, the victim's family set up a nanny cam in her unit at the Landings of Genesee Valley Memory Care Facility, which captured the entire assault. Arrington roughly yanks the woman's pants down while she's seated in a wheelchair, and upon discovering the soiled diaper, Arrington smacks the woman in the face with it at least 10 times. Arrington can then be seen tipping the wheelchair back and choking the 93-year-old with her hand.
Danita Arrington, 26, charged with vulnerable adult abuse, torture, and assault. Apartment neighbors call police after spotting mom, Lakeisha Williams, leaving her apartment with luggage, but she never came back. In Williams' nearly $4,000 a month apartment, Texas police find two children, 8 and 6, living alone in squalor, trash, open food, and excrement, human feces, everywhere. The children tell police that mommy, Lakeisha Williams, went on a vacation a week ago, and they don't know when mommy's coming home. Turns out, mommy went on a cruise to Puerto Rico. Williams, 29, now charged with child abandonment, a cruise to Puerto Rico, and she couldn't afford a babysitter. More crime and justice news after this.
Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin south of the border as prosecutors in Mexico City are now attempting to minimize the case of an alleged serial killer who appeared to have targeted victims over a period of more than 10 years and who kept women's bones and a saw in his room. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The chief prosecutor for Mexico City stated that contrary to some false allegations, only 6 women's remains were discovered in the suspect's room, quote, not 20, as some unfounded reports have suggested. Just 3 of the man's alleged crimes, according to city prosecutor Ulysses Lara, happened during the present administration, which took office in late 2018. The prosecutor also claims that the 3 other crimes reportedly happened in 2012, 2015, and 2018, indicating the murderer eluded capture for a minimum of 12 years. Lara criticized reports that all the crimes happened in 2023 and 2024, while former Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, who is currently running for president, was in office. Those reports, in his words, were absolutely false and unfounded. Because, quote, he showed no signs of violent or aggressive behavior in his daily life, the prosecutor says the killer was practically unstoppable. The suspect has, as of now, only been identified by his first name, Miguel, this in accordance with Mexican law. Local media are reporting that the man was employed as a chemist. Laura did not provide details as to the nature of the remains that were discovered during last week's investigation of the suspect's rented rooms, but the local media says detectives found skulls. Along with other biological material, investigators are said to have discovered cell phones, missing women's ID cards, bloodstains, bones, and a saw in the suspect's rooms. Laura stated that 5 of the IDs belonged to women who have been found alive. However, he did not disclose the number of IDs that belonged to women who are still unaccounted for or dead. Additionally, Laura has announced that last week's findings included, quote, a series of notebooks that may well be narrations of the acts that Miguel carried out against his victims.
The prosecutor refuted claims that Mexico City officials are not doing enough to look into missing women's cases until bodies begin to pile up, claiming that there are now fewer documented killings of women. Now to Eastern Europe, as a court in the capital of Romania has decided to move forward with the trial of American-British social media influencer Andrew Tate. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Tate is currently facing charges of rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. The Bucharest Tribunal decided that Tate's case file satisfied all legal requirements, but it did not specify when the trial would begin. Mattia Petrescu, a spokesman for Tate, announced that the decision has been appealed. It was in December of 2022 that the 37-year-old Tate was taken into custody near Bucharest, along with his brother Tristan Tate and 2 Romanian women. In June of last year, all 4 were formally charged by Romanian prosecutors. They have denied all of the accusations. Prior to the court's judgment, the legal case had been considered for months in the preliminary chamber stages, which allows defendants time to contest prosecutors' evidence and case file. With 9.1 million followers on X, formerly known as Twitter, Andrew Tate has stated repeatedly that Romanian prosecutors lack any proof against him and that there is a political plot to suppress him. Tate was previously prohibited from using a number of well-known social media sites for posting hate speech and expressing sexist opinions.
Both Tates maintain both U.S. and British citizenship.
Thanks, John. Ray Collins, Dave Caffey, and Richard Berth quit their jobs in Winter Haven, Florida to spend 3 months on a gem mining expedition, Salida, Colorado. 3 weeks in, Berth has a family emergency and heads back to Florida alone. About a week later, Dave Caffey returns to Florida driving Ray Collins' truck, but Collins is not with him. Caffey tells Collins' family Ray wanted to visit the Grand Canyon, so Caffey dropped him off at a bus station. The family thinks this is odd because Ray had visited the Grand Canyon a few years before. Comes to light, Caffey took $5,000 from both Collins and Berth to, quote, lease the land they planned to mine. But the land was public. There was no required payment to mine it. Caffey also purchased life insurance worth $50,000 on both men before the trip. Ray Collins disappeared 36 years ago. If you have info on Ray Collins, please call Chaffee County, Colorado Sheriffs 719-539-2814. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.